So I was going down here to Home Depot to get a blade yesterday. I'm going back because I wanted to make sure I had the right measurement. But the name of the blade was Diablo. At first I thought, why would you name something Devil? Because Diablo means devil, you know. And then I thought about it. I thought, you know, that's what the devil is. He cuts. God uses the devil to cut out the flesh because he's the king of Tyre. Now the angels were made as men, as messengers and as ministers for the saints, the joint heirs, to heirs of salvation, right? To help lead and guide the the elect to heirs of salvation. In other words, the angels, you're going to judge angels one day if you're saved. They're a little bit lower. You're right now, you're a little bit lower than angels, but you're going to rise up and when you get your new body, you're going to judge the angels one day. And so the devil, just like all the created beings, it's about the body of Christ. Christ in his body. And all the created beings were designed to worship God, but they were also designed to bring in the body of Christ to help give a message and help push out the baby, you know. I'm not quoting the verse exactly. I'll have to look it up later and post it on my website. But here's the thing. The devil didn't like his role. He wanted to be God. He wanted to be God and be worshipped. He didn't like his role in the creation. And so now what does he do? Instead of building up, he tears down. And he still has that gift to rightly divide stuff, because the word devil means demon, and demon means to divide and to calculate. So the devil can, the like the witches and the warlocks, they can divide and calculate and do all kinds of Gnostic calculations, but they're not born again, so they get it wrong. So they thank God. So what the devil's lying to the people who are so-called Gnostics, and they think that Yahweh and Lucifer are the same. And because they're not born again, they think they can worship the devil and worship God at the same time, because they just think it's the program, the left-right paradigm. But there's more than just a left-right paradigm. There's an up-down paradigm. There's an up and a down. There's a left and a right. They're stuck on the earth plane, so all they see is the left and the right. There is an up, the righteousness of Christ, and there is a down, the sin of man, the sinfulness of mankind. Eve dropped everybody down into sin. Now, Adam went down with the ship, so in Adam all die, the Bible says. So Adam and Eve fell, and you would have done the same thing if you would have been there. If you would have been the first ones, you'd have done the same thing. So, long story short, picking up this blade, it cuts. So God uses the devil to cut you, cut out the flesh. And the whole thing is a program. In a nutshell, if you break it down to its root, pretty much it's a program to cut out the old Adam and cut in the new Adam. And God will use the Holy Spirit, the Bible, the universe, the devil, the angels, your mind, your football games, basketball games, face-to-face interaction, face-to-face cuttings and turnings. God will use everything in the system to build up his church, right? Everything. your job, your boss, your authority, your kids, your family, your wife, your in-laws. He will use everything to cut out the flesh and cut in the spirit. Cutting in the spirit is the Holy Spirit. But to cut out the flesh is the snake versus the snake. The flesh versus the flesh a lot of times. But you're not going to hear that in church. And the reason you're not going to hear it, because they don't know. And you say, well, how do you know? Because God showed me the code. It's right in front of you. It lines up with the Bible. But they just read a 2D Bible, and they don't realize it's in the 3D experience. And they're stuck in Fantasy Island, that what they read on 2D is not related to 3D. And when he says take up your cross daily, you're writing a script with your character in the 3D book. And so you're in the 3D book as a character. And that 3D book, you're walking out every day. That's what's happening, people. And try the spirits, test what I'm saying. I know it's the truth. And if you think about it long enough, you'll know it's truth. Everything in front of you, all the objects are object lessons. You're in the Word. Everything is a word, body language, words. And you know everything by what somebody speaks. Out of the heart, the mouth speaks. You know their heart by what they say. And if you rightly divide the word of truth, you can actually see the devils when they're talking to you.